Diabetes is at epidemic levels in many countries throughout the world, and those people with diabetes have a greater chance of having a heart attack or stroke than people without the disease. High blood pressure and high cholesterol are major risk factors. Epidemiologist Barbara Howard wanted to find out if diabetics could reduce their risk if they got their blood pressure and cholesterol below the levels recommended by the U.S. National Institutes of Health.
We know now that it's important to control risk factors for heart disease in people with diabetes, yet we don't know how far to aim.
Howard and other researchers analyzed data from nearly 500 people with type 2 diabetes. They divided patients into two groups. The first group was treated to the current standard, a systolic blood pressure when the heart is contracting of 130 or lower, and low-density lipoprotein, or LDL cholesterol, of 100 or lower. The second group had lower targets, a systolic blood pressure no higher than 115, and LDL cholesterol no higher than 70.
The aggressive group actually had a reduction in the thickness of the neck vessels, an actual reduction in what we see as an indicator of plaque buildup, and that has not been seen in most studies.
The researchers used ultrasound to measure the size of the main pumping chamber of the heart. It decreased in all patients, but it decreased more in those who reached the lower blood pressure and cholesterol targets.
We could infer that these changes that we see, if more people were treated longer, would then result in a difference in the numbers of heart attacks and strokes.
The researchers say their findings show how important it is for diabetics to achieve and maintain recommended targets for blood pressure and cholesterol. The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.